In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning, and hallelujah, we have a little bit of rainfall in the area. Not as much as we want nor need, but at least some scattered showers over the last 24 hours or so, and anticipating more this week. I've heard some predictions of 3 inches, and we can sure enough use it. We need it out at Lake George. We need it on our crops. We need it on our lawns. And just in general, we haven't had really much measurable rainfall since the middle of August. So we're quite parched here, and with a lot of deer hunting activity starting up here in the fall, a lot of people out in the woods, and activities out on vehicles and farm machinery out there when it's so dry is a combustible situation. So we want the rainfall, and again to kind of help Marion get over this hump. We're back in a near crisis situation. I know this is a chronic crisis situation. It's going to be for a few more years, but right now we have a temporary spike in that with the level at Lake George and Old City Lake, and we need a little fresh water in those places to help alleviate those problems. So we have a pretty significant show here for you today. So many things going on in the community. Probably something that's on everybody's minds and on many tongues is what's going on between the fiscal court and the jail. There was a big meeting last week. It was a monthly fiscal court meeting, and the fiscal court, in particular county judge, went over some figures. They talked about where the financial situation stands with the jail, how much money is having to be put in to supplement the jail. And meanwhile, jailer Athena Hayes, she is backing her position on this, which has been the position she's held all along, is that she runs a safe and quality jail, a respected jail, and I don't think there's any questioning that. I think the fiscal court just wants her to run it more financially effectively. There's some shortfall, it has been over the last couple of years, and then now after just 2.5 months into this current fiscal year, the jail has lost about right at $150,000, or I should say lost. They've just spent more, that much more than they've brought in. And Jailer Hayes says, it's a product of the environment in the jail business. That jail business is not a profitable business, and I think we all agree. If jails were profitable, you would see them traded on the New York Stock Exchange. But the county has pointed out that it has been run more efficiently, and that it wants it to get back to that point. So you can read all about it, get the details in this week's Crittenden Press, and that's not all that's going on around the community. The city council, of course, has a great deal going on. They met last week. Marion has imposed tighter limits on residents who are keeping animals, whether that be chickens, hogs, horses, exotic animals of any sort. So new restrictions, and ordinance was introduced last week that will address some of those issues around town. And and this is all kind of part of a broader overall plan that the city council has been working on to improve the situation in the city through its code enforcement policing and putting some teeth, as they call it, into some of these ordinances by raising the fines and the penalties. And And that's just what they have done for folks as, in another ordinance that they proposed last week. And we'll have final reading of that at next month's city council meeting. We'll add some additional fines and penalties to folks who don't keep their lawns mowed or their their yards well kept. So all that will be also in your Crittenden Press this week. And with all that's going on in politics, you need to make sure everybody's doing the right thing, don't you? So what we are seeing now is a new committee has been formed. It's an ethics commission. There are individuals who have been appointed to that commission, and they took the oath of office last week. Those are former Mayor Mickey Alexander, former Magistrate Dan Wood, and local resident Susan Yarbrough, who will serve on that committee to oversee the Ethics Commission and the ethics rules and the ethics forms that have to be filled out, disclosure forms they will be accepting. This will be for not only sitting officials and hired individuals, people like the police chief and the fire chief and others, the code enforcement officer, but also candidates for office will have a form they will have to fill out and turn in. And there's some disclosures in there, financial disclosures. Now, not figures, but financial disclosures about where your sources of income or investments come from. So we've visited with Daryl Tabor, who's the Crittenden County Clerk, and he is the basically the administrator, if you will, of that committee. He will be the administrative officer for it, helping them through their meetings. He will be his office will be the place where all of these records will be kept when people turn in their forms. So I want to take just a moment and talk with County Clerk Daryl Tabor about some of his thoughts on this newly formed committee. And we will hear from him right after this message from one of our sponsors.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Visiting with Crittenden County Clerk Daryl Tabor about the new ethics committee that is a joint ethics committee, I should say, between the city and the county. Had its first meeting at the courthouse earlier this week, and just kind of an organizational meeting. Daryl, tell us a little bit about what this is going to be and why we had these in place with the city and the county individually, but now there's impetus to go ahead and create a joint. Tell us a little bit about that, what it'll mean for candidates running for office and other local officials.
Well, the effort was made earlier this year for the city and the county to both join together to create a joint ethics board and code of ethics. And both city and county have passed their respective ordinances. So the meeting earlier this week was just an organizational meeting to get the ethics board set up so that we could address what would be coming next year, which would be the election and the filing of statements of financial disclosure. So that's going to mean for anybody who's currently in office or in one of the higher positions of city and county, or candidates are going to have to file a statement of financial disclosure, which is a four-page document that asks about your sources of income, your personal details, and your investments and holdings.
Just to be clear, it doesn't ask for amounts, amounts of money in your investments or your credit, but it does ask for the source.
Correct, right. It will ask for the source of income over $25,000, for instance. That's the set limit. You don't have to disclose how much. Same for any
commercials.
Any commercials.
$50,000.
Right, $50,000 for any business interests. So, again, you just list the source. You don't have to give details of how much.
Mm-hmm. And they had the elections for officers. And tell us who's on the board and who were chosen as officers.
Earlier this year, the city appointed Susan Yarbrough and Mickey Alexander as their two representatives on the three-person board. It is a bipartisan board. Both of them are Republicans. And later in the year, in fact, in July, the county appointed Dan Wood, a Democrat, to represent their interests. These terms are staggered so that the city will have two appointments one time, and then the county will have two the next time. And
what are the terms?
It's a three-year term.
And they've chosen some very appropriate folks, I think, to be on this committee. Former mayor Mickey Alexander, former magistrate in Dan Wood, and of course Susan Yarbrough, who's been involved civically in the community for many years, and actually her late husband Joe Yarbrough had served on this committee, I learned today, when it was just a city ethics committee back years ago. And then for some reason, this committee kind of went dormant, right?
Yeah, for both the city and county, they had their respective code of ethics board and code of ethics, which originates with the General Assembly in 1994 that required this for cities and counties to have these codes of ethics and the boards to hear any complaints. But over the years, the only thing that has really continued is the financial disclosures that both the city and county have collected each year from candidates and elected officials.
Mm-hmm. And now this is a little broader the way I'm understanding it. If you are the police chief, the fire chief, now what about people on volunteer boards?
No, this just includes, as far as hired employees go for the county, the only one affected as the ordinances were adopted is the county treasurer, which is not an elected position. For the city, it does include the mayor and the council members who are elected, but it also includes the city administrator, city clerk, city treasurer, police chief, and fire chief, which is essentially a non-paid position.
Oh, fire chief's paid.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, it is a paid position. So modestly, I think, but it is a paid position. So this is basically something that in 1994 was established by the legislature, and then was active and you know, as it was new like that, it was, I assume that it was probably used more regularly, and you had this sitting board, and then at some point it just kind of, it's not that it was swept under the rug, it was an oversight that it was just kind of allowed to go dormant, and now it's been resurrected. And do you think does this have any disclosures that these folks are going to have to make now, does it have a chilling effect on people who serve, do you think?
I think it could, yes. These questions are a little bit more than what has been asked of candidates and officials before. And right now, I don't think that the hired positions have to complete this form. It's just the elected officials, as far as I understand. Mm-hmm. And that's all I collect in my role as county clerk. And you may ask, what's the county clerk involved in this anyway, but our office is the designated administrative officer. So we will keep record of the minutes. We will be the ones that distribute the financial disclosures and collect those and retain them. So that's how this office is involved in this process.
So it's going to be interesting to see the reaction from the folks who are going to have to now disclose all this. Maybe, like you said, a little more intrusive than what they're used to. They are not going to have to disclose amounts of money, you know, financial positions on anything, but just the sources, which, again, could have some slight chilling effect and people may choose not to serve the public as much. I don't know.
It could.
It's yet to be seen.
Especially since it also extends to the spouse and any dependents, immediate family. So
yeah.
Your children and your spouse could be accounted in this too if they have investments and sources of income over the limits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Darrell Tabor.
Thank you.
Down in Livingston County tomorrow at 5 p.m., the fiscal court will meet there at the courthouse in Smithland. Magistrates are expected to hear, of course, the normal routine stuff, the treasurer's report, transfers, and bill payments and such. The court will also address county employee health insurance premiums. Of course, health insurance is an issue on many of our minds. They will also be talking about their terrorism insurance policy, acknowledging tax rates set by special taxing districts will be on the agenda, including EMS, soil conservation, and health and fire. In other business, the court will be making an appointment to the Leadbetter Water District Board of Directors and reviewing a resolution in agreement with the Pennyrowl Area Development District that will be tied to Safe Streets and Roads programs. So Livingston Fiscal Court, again, meets Tuesday at 5 p.m. in Smithland. And we'll be right back in just a moment with local sports. When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything. We appreciate Hometown Heating and Cooling and Jason Hatfield at Marion Pit Barbecue, another sponsor of this morning's program, as well as First United Bank. When you pull through the drive-thru at the bank or at the barbecue joint there on Main Street in Marion, or if you need some heating and air repair and you call Hometown, let them know. Let them know that you heard about their business on our podcast, because this program is, as I tell you quite often, is supported by advertising. So in sports, you know, if you want to know what happens when a bug hits a windshield, you know, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield. Well, Crittenden County found out what it was like to be the bug on Friday night as we ran headfirst into the powerhouse the Mayfield Cardinals. We were overwhelmed in the football game, 49-7 against the number 3 Cardinals. It was the opening district game for both teams. And, of course, Mayfield went ahead early in the first half and led by so much, they implemented the mercy clock, the running clock, which is a mercy rule in football, and the game was shortened greatly for the second half. The bright spot for Crittenden County, Jay Stevenson had a 17-yard touchdown catch on a pass from Quinn Summers that was late in the third quarter. At that point, the game was already decided. But the Rockets managed just 39 yards in that game. Just were just kind of overwhelmed, and they'll be looking to get back on track this week because there's a very key matchup down at Cadiz as we travel to play Trigg County. Crittenden County needs to win this football game. If they win it, it in some ways, I'm not going to say it assures them a spot in the playoffs, but it will go a long way toward it. If they lose it, it could make it a real uphill battle for them to find their way in the playoffs, because as things have changed this year, in the past, Crittenden County has typically had an automatic berth in a playoff the way the district were formatted, aligned across the state. So this year we're in a 6-team district, so there will be two teams in the district that will not make the playoffs. The top 4 teams make it. So right now, the Class 2A first region, first district standings is Caldwell County and Mayfield are in first place, both with 4-1 records overall and 1-0 in the district. Fort Campbell is also 1-0 in the district and 3-2 overall. And Crittenden County, Trigg County, and Todd Central all have 1 loss and no wins in the district. Trigg County is 1-4 on the season overall, and Todd County is 1-4 on the season overall. And some scores of local interest around the area in football on Friday night. Henderson County beat Davis County 7-6. Boy, that was a close one. Madisonville beat Marshall County 55-14. Union County lost to McCracken County 49-25. And Coach Thompson down at Paducah Tillman, they won a bounce back win after that loss to Madisonville the week earlier. Tillman beat Franklin Simpson 35-14 in their first district game of the season. In other local Crittenden County sports over the past week, some mixed results. The soccer team has, which started out pretty strong this year, has kind of gone into a little bit of a lull, losing three straight now. Lyon County beat Crittenden 2-1 here at Marion on Thursday night, and Elligaria scored the only goal in that game. Now, Crittenden County will be on the road tonight playing at Trigg County in another district game. Of course, that line game was a district loss, but we'll be at Trigg County tonight in soccer. And then Thursday night, they'll be back home for Hopkinsville and then wrap the season up actually early next week at home against, on the road at Paducah Tillman. And on the links last week, senior Lady Rocket golfer Georgia Holman was medalist for the second straight match. That was last Thursday at Providence Country Club as the Rocket golfers and Lady Rockets were taking on Webster County. Georgia Holman shot a 45 to lead seven female golfers in that match. And teammate Abby Corzenborn shot a 47 to finish third for Crittenden County. Now, the Rocket boys also won that match as a team to improve to 5-5 on the season. They won the match by one stroke. Jackson Duncan, Cash Singleton, and Bentley Rushing all shot 45s to lead the Rockets. They were followed by Hudson Stokes at 47 and Levi Katermas, who turned in a 48. Over the weekend, Crittenden County's cross-country team went down to St. Mary and ran a 5K race. That's a huge race down at St. Mary. They run it down around there at Noble Park. But C.J. Nelson was the only Rocket runner to medal there. Also running were Ella Whitney, Presley Potter, Addie Nelson, and London McCord on the girls' side. And other than Nelson, the boys' team was made up of River Rogers, Noah Martinez, Gage Markham, Aiden Musser, and Miles Yates. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. We'll catch you middle of the week with more news and sports from Marion, Crittenden County, and beyond. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.